It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I witnessed, okay, like many of you, the 2000 PGA Tour season, which was the greatest individual season ever because Tiger Woods that year won three consecutive majors. He won the U.S. Open, the Open Championship, and the PGA. Yep. Turned right back around in 01, and guess what he started? And won the Masters.
Major. Yeah, grand slam it.
Right? So no one's done that. No one's come close to that. I witnessed it. And the point is, to see him now, which he's a shell of himself, okay? And we know why. Operations, one leg, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. This is where he's gone wrong. When you show up at these majors, and I have no issues with him showing up, I have no issues with him playing, anybody that says it's time for him to retire, get out of here. He's got 82 PGA Tour events, wins. He can play as much as he wants, as many times as he wants. But when he shows up, he cannot tell us he's there to win because he can't now. He has to tell us, I'm here to compete and play the best that I possibly can. Every time he's played one of these majors, and this is all he's doing now, right? He's not practicing as much, but he's also only participating in basically four events a year for the most part. And if you know the story of Tiger, he was a practice freak. He would practice even during a tournament in which he was participating in. So now all I ask, Zeno, is that when he shows up, just tell us you're going to compete and do the best you can. I can live with that. But this idea and this notion that you set forth, this unrealistic pursuit of I'm going to be another major champion, if it happens, great. But more than likely, it won't. And that is my issue.
I mean, I got to tell you, was it the last? It was 2019 Masters? Is that what it was?
2019.
It's one of those things, again, where it's like, you don't want to take it away from him. But it was the worst thing that could have happened in the big picture of the whole thing. Like, for that event, it was awesome to watch. There's no doubt. But when you talk about the trajectory of Tiger Woods' career and where it's been, duping us for 4 days into thinking that that was something that could be repeated, those 4 days were special. They're not going to be repeated again, period. And oh, by the way, that's now 5 years ago, Dukes.
It's a long time.
In golf world, that's a long time, right?
Yep.
So the idea that we're going to believe that he has a realistic shot to win, he doesn't have a realistic shot to finish top 10, let alone to win. He's just not that guy anymore. And, you know, I'm with you. I mean, manage the expectations better, right? Just say, I'm here to compete.
That's all I'm asking.
Right? Which is code for, I'm just showing up. If I can get a paycheck, I can get a paycheck.
that's all I'm asking.
That's it. But when you're asked directly, do you still think you win it? You say yes.
It's not in him. That's what I was saying.
I mean, it's in your head. It's just physically you can't do it.
Yes, but it's not how he's built. Tiger's never going to say, I'm here to just participate. He's never going to say, I'm just showing up because sponsors want me here.
You got to walk away.
But not now. He can still, guys, he shot a 77 today. He's not going to make the cut.
No.
He shot a 79 on Thursday. And my point is, there are weekend guys right now who would go out and die for a 77. This guy's doing it on one leg and 45 surgeries.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, to put it in perspective, he can still hit the ball. He just can't do it as effectively and consistently as he used to. And then the putting thing is a whole nother issue. So his total of 156 was well off the 36-hole cut. Double bogey on the second hole. We could go down the list. The reason why we're talking about this is obviously the Open Championship is going on at Royal Troon. I want you to hear what he said after the round today. Again, 77. He's not going to play the weekend. We know that. But this whole notion, like it's time for him to call it quits, I'm not one of those guys.
Never really hit it close enough to make birdies and consequently made a lot of bogeys.
Yeah, well, I'd like to have played more, but I just wanted to make sure that I was able to play the major championships this year. I got a lot of time off to get better, to be better physically, which has been the case all year. I've gotten better, even though my results really haven't shown it. But physically, I've gotten better, which is great. And so just need to keep progressing like that. And then eventually, start playing more competitively and start getting into kind of the competitive flow again. I've always loved playing major championships. I just wish I was more physically and sharp coming into the majors. Obviously, it tests you mentally, physically, emotionally, and I just wasn't as sharp as I needed to be, and I was hoping that I would find it somehow, which never did. And consequently, my results and scores were pretty high.
I mean, Dukes, when he says, I'm glad I was able to play all four majors, he sounds like a guy's like, I'm glad I was able to perform without the blue pill. Like just being there is enough. Like, that's the...
What?
It doesn't... Like, that's not the
Wait,
bar.
What?
It's not the bar. Like, if you want to excel.
The blue pill? What?
You know, the little pill.
Yes, I know. I'm aware of it, but I'm saying...
Like, hey, I don't need that pill anymore. I'm ready to go. Like, yeah.
He didn't say that, though.
That's what it sounded like. It's just like, well, it's only going to last 65 seconds, but let's just go. It's not going to be a noteworthy performance, but I'm here.
Between Freaky yesterday talking about his Vikings experience and now Zeno bringing in a blue pill reference, what is this show devolving into?
I have no idea. I have no idea. John talked about yesterday that him and the Maven had a special time. And I simply asked Chris.
Oh, now it's getting weird.
Well, no, I said to him yesterday, and this brings it back to Chris, and now
he
you
wears
bring
a
it up
Viking
this
hat during that?
Okay, no.
He
no,
was
no
watching Vikings Valhalla.
Oh, I
that's what he told us he was doing, yeah, or he was mandated to say that he was watching Vikings Valhalla.
I'm like, instead now you of just, what he I was had doing an idea of freaking in my head with a Viking hat on.
why would you even share that? No. Because now we all have that in our heads.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mark. Yes.
Like, now I want to see Fricky in a Viking hat.
No. I don't. But I literally just said, hey, did you watch Caitlin Clark last night? He was like, no, I was busy. And that's what led us down this road. Oh. You know I'm right. That's what led us down this road. And then he was trying to deny it, and now here you are saying Tiger needs a blue pill to perform.
The blue pill, Fricky, it all sort of comes full circle.
I guess so. Yeah. It's Dukes and Bell. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well.
Live well.
Here's where I'm at, and again, we'll get to the leaderboard and all of that, but Zeno and I were having this conversation about Tiger, and you're right. I will say, though, and this is hindsight, right, and this is the alternate universe thing. If the car accident in 2021 does not happen, he builds on that Masters win because his body, his damn leg is not.
Yeah.
Well, no. His leg is, they almost took his leg. I mean, to me, that is the turning point to where he was and coming back and where he's at now.
At what point, I don't want to bring his legacy in because his legacy is fine. Like, nothing's going to change. But at what point does it just start to be
monotonous?
Silly. Like, he's here. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's like Arnold Palmer teeing off. You know, they have those three old guys who start the Masters. You know, like you're not, like, what are we doing? At some point, just...
That's what you want to see from Tiger now?
I want to see
He's 48, Zeno.
Okay. But again, his body can't physically golf anymore. Like, just walk away. Just walk away. Like, I go play on the senior. I don't know. I don't want to see him on the senior tour either. But, you know, just.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy. Okay.
No, he's not. 404-726-0929.
I mean, is there a way we can remember Tiger poorly because he continues to just, for lack of a better term, embarrass himself in these tournaments?
Wait a minute. He's
plus 14, Dukes.
Yes, but he's not embarrassing himself under the circumstances of what we know he's been through.
He's missed 8 of the last 9 cuts.
This is not.
He's not a competitive golfer anymore.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. But the whole embarrassing thing, I don't think that's the case.
I mean, if you can't make a cut, what are you there for? You don't even get a paycheck.
All these guys, wait. Half of these guys don't do jack week in and week out. I mean, I get it. You're talking about this is where we're at. He set such a standard.
Right. For himself.
For what you need to see from him.
Right.
That you think what he's doing now is a failure when in fact, this is what most of these guys do every week. This is what most of these guys do in all these majors.
Most of these guys are not missing 8 of 9 cuts. Otherwise, they're going to lose their tour card.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.